Hello, and welcome to the northern side of the radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Emily.
And welcome to the Northern Odyssean podcast.
So, this is a sibling passion project. We are two sisters in a family of six.
Yep.
Who love Odyssey. I think we're the biggest fans in the family.
Yes.
So,
with the younger siblings being a close third and fourth. Because I think you are the biggest fan, I'm the second biggest fan. Yeah. So, the purpose of this podcast is when we get together, that's literally all we talk about, is just what we thought, our reviews, our memories with it, our favorite episodes.
And our anticipation for upcoming episodes.
That's right, that's right. We've been talking a lot about 28 Hours. We're very excited.
We're going to review that.
Yes. Anyway, and we just thought we'd invite strangers to be a fly on the wall in our conversations. Because, I don't know, I feel like they're entertaining.
Yeah.
I hope so. Please let us know if it is entertaining, because, you know. But we call ourselves the Northern Odysseans because, well, you know, like in a fandom, when the fandom, like the fans have a name, like Murdochians, as Emily has so graciously reminded me. Don't know why we're called that. Anyway, and we just thought, since we're also Canadian, we are north of the States, obviously. If you guys don't know geography, you probably should go back to school. Sorry. So we decided to call ourselves Northern Odysseans.
So we thought we would use this first podcast to kind of let you guys know kind of our favorite characters, episodes, Odyssey memories.
Just so you kind of know, like, what kind of fans we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to mention, too, we are not the super critical type of fan. We really like this show.
Well, sometimes she can be. I'm just joking. We're fine.
So, this isn't going to be something where we're picking apart the philosophy and stuff. This is just us having fun. And yeah,
so an outlet for our madness.
Yeah. So,
okay, so let's start with the first question. Who is your favorite character? Why?
I think my favorite character is Eugene. Because I think he has the most interesting arc throughout the whole show. He starts out as a very lonely intellectual who has no time for faith or even friends, really. And he goes from that to somebody who's searching, to somebody who becomes a Christian, and to somebody who finds family both with friends and with actual family that he didn't think he had. Spoilers! But if you're listening to this, you probably already know that.
Yeah.
And if you don't, I'm sorry. But it's been, like, almost 20 years.
Yeah.
So, it's been 17 years since that episode came out. So,
yeah, by the way, she knows, like, every date like, you literally give her an episode name. She can tell you the first date it aired, what album it's in, what are the other episodes in that album. It's kind of...
I don't know original air dates that well. Okay.
She's kind of scary. I'm just joking. Okay, Yeah. You made some good points there. So with mine, I didn't actually follow the rules because we were only supposed to pick one. I have four. Because I can't pick. They're all so good. I mean, if I could say all of them, I would. But I would say my top one is Connie, because I find I, like, really relate to her, especially, like, how she's single. It sounds weird, but, like, how she's single. I'm single right now. Just saying, no, just joking. No, but how she's single and how the writers have kept her that way and how relatable she can be. And, like, I feel like it's not a bad thing that I still am. And, like, she's also is kind of, like, outspoken and Very creative, loves kids. Like, it's very similar to me, so I find I relate to her in a lot of things, and a lot of things she goes through, too. I love Jason. You will definitely know that. I don't know why. He's just my favorite character. Probably because he's a spy. And I'll get into that a bit later. Wooten, because honestly, this character, you listen to like older episodes and he's just like this goofy mailman and who comes in, loves licorice, loves these like crazy like combinations of food. But then like you listen to him when he's married to Penny and you're like, like so good. Anyway, I just love him because he's such a complex
character. But also him in Plan B is like amazing.
Like he's such a good friend. Like he's not something you would expect. And then I also love Buck because the accent. Yes. I also love his storyline and how like it's not something that you've heard, I think anyway, that often. I mean, with Kelly, yes. But I don't know, just something about like Buck's storyline where he starts out to be kind of the more on the villainous side and then he turns out to be like a good character. Like, I don't know, I love that.
Amy, what is your favorite Odyssey episode?
Okay, so again, I didn't actually follow the rules and I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, I'll try and keep it brief though. Okay, so my absolute favorite one, if I had to pick one, would be Adventure in Bethany, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Why I chose it. But I love it because they keep the names very similar to how they would have said it in the Bible, and I love that. Like, love that. I don't know why. I just love it. It's also a really good story. Like, the story of Lazarus is really, really cool. But yeah, I just love it. Okay, so the next one, name, not number. Yeah, I feel like Emily kind of knew this was coming because, like, growing up, I literally would play spies, and I think it was because of a name, not number, and, like, Jason's character in general, because he is a spy. Spoiler alert. but, like, I don't know. I love spies, literally. Anyway, next one, Last Great Adventure of the Summer, because he finds out his dad is a spy. And I mean, for a bit there, I did actually wonder if our dad was a spy. He is not. He is an electrician. Unless that's just his cover. I actually literally had a conversation with myself about that point where I was like, is dad a spy? And, yeah. But anyway, I quickly talked myself out of it. And then the other one, which is going to sound really, really weird, but I think it's only because I can literally quote the entire thing, is The Return. I literally, like, seriously, I sit there and I mouth along to the words because I basically know the entire episode and it's very quotable. Very quotable. Okay, so what's your favorite episode? Episode, sorry, she actually probably followed the rules and I didn't.
So actually,
which happens a lot.
Yes,
here.
I did, but I picked a three-parter. I picked Prisoners of Fear.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because I think it has some of the best plot twists in the entire show. Because Eugene, first he finds out that his dad was in the Ashanti village, and then he finds out his dad might be alive. I mean, he finds out his mom's dead, which really sucks, but, it starts this whole journey of him finding his dad, and, yeah, I remember listening to that, especially the first part, on the radio, at 8:30 on a Saturday morning.
Oh, I remember those.
They moved it to 7:30 now, and I don't understand why. Anyway,
Probably because kids wake up at 7:30 a.m. We technically don't. Anyway.
But we don't actually use that anymore. But I just remember the episode ending, and me going like, what just happened? And not really being sure what to think about it. And I was like 12 when it came out, so I was like the perfect age for all the mystery and intrigue with that. So, nice. Great episode.
Very
go
good
listen
episode.
To it.
Yes.
So, Amy, what's your favorite Odyssey story arc?
So, again, I had one, And then as Emily was talking, I literally started typing in another one because I thought of another one that I love. My first one is Blacker Chronicles because I find Dr. Regis Blackard is one of my favorite villains that Odyssey has ever done. Actually, yes, better than... I'm blanking on the Novacom villain.
Charles. Bennett Charles.
Well, no, the chairman is technically, but you don't really get to hear him a lot. Yeah. Anyway, no, no, but Blacker, the way his character is written, like, it's actually concerning.
Yes.
Like, the way he's just so obsessed with the mineral, and, like, he'll literally do anything to get it, and it's just a mineral. Like, anyway, and just some of those, also, it has one of some of my other favorite episodes that I did not include here, like, Waylaid in the Windy City, and, again, Name Not Number. The Return, well, actually, the entire Darkness Before Dawn album is also really, really good.
The Final Conflict is a great finale.
Oh, and then also the fact that Eugene became a Christian during the Blacker Chronicles, and you're just like, I love that. Anyway, the other story arc, because she reminded me of it, Eugene's dad, like, Eugene finding his dad, that story arc is also one of my favorites because it just... It's just so good, and the fact that it has another favorite episode, I feel like I just have so many favorite episodes that I did not include, but, what's that one?
The Top Floor?
Thank you, The Top Floor, yes, the three-parter, because it's also just really good, and you get Jason and Eugene, which I also, no, but, like, you don't actually get many episodes besides The Search for Wit where Eugene and Jason and Wit and Leonard, especially in The Top Floor, where those four are working together. Yeah. Where, because, like, in The Search for Wit, you get Jason, Eugene, and Wit, but then you get the element of his dad, of Eugene's dad, and, like, I love that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, what's your favorite story arc?
So, I've already given it away at this point, but I think mine is the Leonard Meltzner story arc because it's intriguing, and very suspenseful, and it also has some really good emotional beats.
Yeah.
Cover of Darkness such an emotional episode, and even the episode right before that, A Time for Action, but right at the end, Leonard reveals himself.
Yeah.
And then at the beginning of Cover of Darkness, Eugene says, "Dad?" And it's just like, oh.
So good.
But, like, I loved that, and I loved that Eugene found the surviving members of his family.
Yeah.
And that, like, and I'm kind of mad that Leonard was written out the way he was.
Oh, yeah, she brings this up a lot.
Like,
But honestly, yeah, no, it's kind of sucks. Yeah. Because they could have done so much with that character, but they instead just wrote him out. But that could have been, like, actor's choice, or...
No, it was because they were going to write Eugene out and Katrina out, too. And so they were going to send him away with Leonard and Everett. But then Will Ryan was able to stay on the show, so they didn't write Eugene out.
Of course she knows this.
So they just sent his dad away. And I'm like, why?
Seriously, we keep talking about this. We're like, what if they brought Leonard and Everett back? Or even just Everett, because we got to catch a glimpse of him in The Top Floor. And that's it. Like,
yeah.
That also could have been so interesting. And then, like, we've talked about this before. We're like, what if Everett came back and then you get to see the relationship between Everett and Buck? Like, how interesting would that be?
Especially since Buck is now officially a Meltzner.
I know. Hello.
Like, that episode's great, too. Go listen to As Buck Would Have It, Parts 1, 2, and 3.
Because, of course, we both listened to it. Okay, Emily, what is your favorite Odyssey memory?
My favorite Odyssey memory is... a unique time when we were listening to an episode as a family. About 20 years ago, our aunt got married, and while we were getting ready for the wedding, hair done, dresses on, etc., etc., we were listening to Exit.
See, I really don't remember that. But then granted, I don't remember a lot from that time. Because I was...
You were like 5. Almost yeah. 6.
Yeah.
And
no.
I was like 9. So I just... And it had only been out for a week. Because the release date was actually today, 20 years ago, July 6th. 20 years ago.
See, she knows that.
Only because I looked it up in relation to this memory.
Ah, okay.
Because our aunt got married on the 13th of July, right, 2002. Right. So I wanted to know if this was even possible or if I was just imagining things.
No, it's possible.
But apparently they used to keep new episodes up on Within.org for a week. So...
Well, yeah. Obviously.
So, they don't do that
See,
anymore.
I really don't remember that. Again, I was 5. The only thing I remember from that time was how my dress looked. And it was very, very poofy. Like,
you,
to say that.
You had the better dress.
I know it.
Anyway, I don't even think the other siblings closer to my age remember this either.
Probably not. Which... Because you have, like, the memory of... What's an animal that has a really good memory? Isn't it an elephant?
Yes.
And you have elephant ears. Like, it's insane. She has, like, superpowers. Anyway. Okay, cool. So, my favorite Odyssey memory, I have 2. Surprise, surprise. I don't follow rules. My first one is, okay, I don't know when this would be. I'm gonna let you answer that when you know. we were, so whenever we would go down to the States, my mom would go shopping because that's what our mom does. And she went into the mall and we were sitting outside. I remember listening to I Slap Floor. And I remember us finishing the episode, us all being like, what the heck just happened? And then we were trying to figure out what I Slap Floor means. And our dad starts laughing. He figured it out. And he was like trying to help us out there. And we're just like, oh, and just the whole situation, like, I can picture it right now.
See, I don't remember this at all.
That is hilarious how you don't remember
that. Are you sure I was even there?
Yes, you were. It was all 4 of us in the van. Remember, we were listening to I Slap Floor, and then it comes to the end where Chris was talking about, like, get a piece of paper and, like, rearrange the letters, and Dad figured it out right away, because our dad is brilliant, And of course, we were, like, children, so we weren't the smartest. What child is? And
speak for yourself!
I mean, you're just a different story, but okay.
Sorry.
Anyway, so then, do you seriously not remember this?
No, I don't. I know you've mentioned it before, but I honestly don't remember this.
Huh. But... And then my other favorite memory, just because... I don't know why, but this just always makes me laugh, is, so me and our 2 younger siblings were sitting in the back of the truck going to Grandma and Grandpa's house, I think, going camping.
Before they moved to 100 Mile or
No,
after?
Like, when they were in 100 Mile.
Okay.
And we were listening to, well, I don't think it was new to us, because, like, we have kept up on albums, but we're listening to the newer album at the time, and... Of course, us 3 in the back having already listened to it, we were talking during it, and our dad shushes us, like, goes, shh, I'm trying to listen to this, and we're like, okay. Like, I didn't realize our parents were that invested in Adventures in Odyssey.
Do you remember what episode it was?
It was, like, album 60-something. Like, it okay. was, like, it was pretty recently, but, like,
like,
not...
Like, Rydell Revelations, maybe?
No, it might be before that. It might be, like, a Purple album, but I could be wrong.
What Purple album?
I don't know.
Sorry.
If we figure it out, I will let you guys know.
Because I wasn't there, so...
Shocker. Okay.
Okay. Amy, who is your favorite Odyssey writer? This was my question, because I'm totally into this stuff.
Yeah. Which will definitely reflect with my answer. Because I don't think I have one. I didn't know that was... I don't know. Like, I don't... See, I prefer actors because I am an actor. I like acting. I like voice act. Well, I haven't actually done that much voice acting. But anyway, like, I love acting, so I kind of focus more on the actors. She's more of the writer, so she's going to focus more on the writers. I mean, I feel like I should just, like, cheat and say, wow, I'm blanking on names. I am so sorry. Is it Phil Lawler?
The creator of the show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the one that is on the Facebook fan page. And if you're not on that, like, this is that Emily. She's apparently famous on there. It's actually great. This is that Emily. So I feel like I should just say Phil Lawler, because also he's the most entertaining on that page, where, like, every single time someone says a crazy idea, and I'm literally sitting there like, no, Phil Lawler is just right there going, no. You're like, yes, thank you, Phil Lawler. Although there are some things he said no to that I do not appreciate, but we won't get into that. Emily, what's your favorite writer?
So, I've gone through phases with writers depending on who's around and who is actually writing episodes. And
that would help if they were still writing for the show, you know?
And who is writing episodes that I like. So right now, Marshall Younger is writing some of my favorite episodes. He, like, that's none of the stuff I'm going to talk about is going to be in that book.
No, I know. I'm looking up who wrote some of my favorite episodes, just so maybe that can also answer it, too. Continue.
Because he wrote the...
Just so you know, I have the Odyssey Adventure Guide. That's what I'm looking up right now, because we both have a copy, and Emily brought hers for today. So that's what I'm looking stuff up
in. So, I love Marshall Younger because he wrote the recent Olivia story arc, and I really like that. I think he did a really good job on a very serious issue, and he also writes some really decent comedy episodes. One of his first episodes, This Is Chad Pearson, is actually really funny.
I forgot about that episode.
And he also wrote the Underground Railroad episodes, which are really, really good history episodes. We're not Americans, so if Americans hate that episode, I'm sorry.
That's actually how I passed History 12, is listening to all of the historical episodes of Odyssey and just knowing them. Don't you have a story about that? Didn't you, like, answer a question just because you knew about it from Odyssey? Sorry, we're totally getting off topic.
That was in college. So, I just graduated Bible college.
Yeah, you did.
And actually, somebody posted about it in the fan club and made a whole big deal about it.
Yes, they did.
So I was like, what? I was in Bible college, and somebody, we were talking about William Tyndale. And there's an Odyssey episode about him. And the teacher said that he was arrested after translating the whole Bible. And I said, no, he was arrested before he finished the Old Testament. He finished the New Testament. And the teacher was like, oh yeah, you're right. So, thank you, Odyssey.
Good job.
Yeah,
so I'm looking at these, and some of my favorite episodes were either written by Phil Lawler or Paul McCusker. So I think those two might be my favorite writers.
Those are two of the earliest writers, and yeah, there are a lot of good episodes to their names. I was more going off of some of my current.
Oh yeah, favorite. Phil Lawler also wrote The Last Great Adventure of the Summer. I really like that one. Sorry. I feel like we just went off topic so much.
So many people on Odyssey podcasts do that, okay?
Well, that's good. So we're not the only ones.
I think we're okay. But, yeah. Marshall Younger, great writer, especially right now.
Nice. Cool. Okay, Emily, if you could be any character, who would you be? And why?
I would be Penny.
Okay.
Because I want her artistic talent.
All right.
Because I enjoy painting, but I don't think I'm as good at it as she is.
Oh, shut your mouth. Yes, you are.
Well, I don't have the classical skill for it, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, okay.
So I would be Penny.
Nice. Okay, my turn. I think I would be Connie because I relate to her the most, which I've already talked about. But yeah, like, I just relate to her. Also, who doesn't want a job where your boss doesn't mind if you're late half the time? I'm just joking. No, but like, working with Zen would be so much fun because, like, I love kids. I love teaching kids about the Bible. But, like, to do that in an ice cream emporium where, like, you literally are doing... Okay, because I was listening... Sorry. I was listening to Finish What You from album 51. And the fact that, like, Wit told Eugene and Connie to do... Like, to offer, you know, like... Well, Eugene was offering musical lessons on either... ukulele or guitar, and then Connie was just putting on a play, and I was like, to be able to do that and to get paid for it, plus also hanging out with kids all day, serving them ice cream, you know, like just talking to them, like how fun would that be? I would love that. I really wish there was a Wit's End somewhere around us, but there isn't.
We need to go to Colorado at some point.
Oh, that'd be so much fun. No, but, like, I was actually thinking about, wouldn't it be really fun just to open up an ice cream emporium, even though no one would understand? But that...
So, Amy, if you could have a meal with any Odyssey character, living or dead, who would it be?
Sorry, I didn't realize we added that into the question.
Sorry. I picked a character who's already dead, so...
Oh, okay, but okay. Who would it be and why? Okay,
yes, sorry.
So, my character is living, and I did too because currently they're married. But Wooten and Penny, because, I'm sorry, that would be so entertaining, and you don't even know what they're going to make for dinner.
As long as they don't cook.
No, I want them to cook. I want to see what interesting concoction Wooten can come up with.
Although he can actually be a gourmet cook sometimes, too.
That's true.
Like,
I would honestly just be like, give me whatever you want to give me. Like, I just think it would be very interesting to see what they would come up with. Plus, the conversation would be amazing. And we would probably end up playing, like, a mixture of Clue, Candyland, and I know this is probably not what they had said, but, like, I don't know. I just feel like you would end up playing some really interesting game. And it would be... so entertaining. And plus, I actually think Wooten gives, like, some of the best advice. Besides Wit.
Yeah.
But, like, always besides Wit.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I just think it would be such an entertaining dinner party. What about you, Em?
Okay, so mine is the exact opposite of this, basically. I picked Regis Blackguard.
Okay, why?
Because... I kind of want to figure out what was going on in that guy's head.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I want to figure out if I can find, like, a humanity to him.
Well, yeah.
Like, what is his deal? Because I think I remember Phil Lawler saying in the video that's at the end of the Blackguard Chronicles album,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it was Paul McCusker, I don't remember which, one of them said, like, great, like, villains, they come into this stuff thinking they are right.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I want to know why he thought he was right with everything he did, from Applesauce all the way to... Blackguard's Revenge.
Yeah.
Which, hot take, I don't think that episode needs to exist. But...
No, I actually like that episode. I'm sorry, that moment where Wit, like, comes in... Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Well, anyway. Yeah, I would want to have a meal with Regis Blackguard. And, actually, I would like to have Edwin there, too.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I feel like the... We didn't get to see them too much together. The only time we saw them together was in The Return.
That's true.
Wasted opportunity, guys.
I'm sorry. That was one of my favorite scenes.
No, I agree.
I can quote that one very well.
No, what I'm saying is we should have seen them more together.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Because I love the evil twin trope that was created once Double Trouble happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we see the good twin, and we realize that that makes Regis the evil twin.
Well, no duh.
Well, maybe I found that fascinating because I am a twin. But yeah. Yeah. So I would want to have dinner with both of those two.
Nice. Okay, Emily. If you could bring back any character, who would it be and why?
So I would bring back Leonard Meltzer.
Yeah.
And by extension, Everett.
Well, of course. Can't have one without the other.
Because, come on, guys. You should have done that a long time ago, especially since you had Will Ryan and Phil Proctor at your disposal for such a long time. And now you don't have Will Ryan anymore. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of mad about this. But they have just said they're going to do an Odyssey comic strip.
Yeah, and I think that'll be interesting to see what characters they bring back. So maybe this will help them know what some people want.
Well, can we at least see Leonard and Everett in the comic?
Yeah.
Interacting with Eugene and Buck and Katrina.
We would be satisfied with that.
Please.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's who I would bring back.
Nice. I like it. I like it. I think for me, again, I have two.
Well, I had two as well, so.
Yeah. No, and I kind of thought about families that I want to hear. Because I like the family dynamic and some of the families that they have are really, really good. Either the Borlands, because I love that family. I love the dynamic between Peter and Michaela. And I just think that would be an interesting family to bring back and kind of like... Because we heard a glimpse of them in... what's that album called?
In Hot Pursuit.
Seriously, she's really good at this. And, we didn't hear enough about them. Like, we heard a little bit about them, but, like, what are they going through right now? Like, what's happening? The other family, would be the Mulligans.
Oh, yeah.
Because, and I'll talk more about this later, but, like, the Mulligans, one of my top favorite families.
Yeah.
Like, just their dynamic, what they deal with, like, yeah. Anyway. That would be mine.
And Bill Myers has a great voice.
He does.
So, Amy, who is your favorite family? I mean, you've already alluded to it.
Well, actually, I have a couple.
Okay.
Shocker, I know. So, the Mulligans, like I said before. And, well, I just, again, like, I love their dynamic. I love that family. Like, their story is very different from a lot of families. Like, they have literally their own zoo. And even, like, some of the episodes that they have, it, like, Leap of Faith is probably one of my favorite Mulligan family episodes. Just that whole scene between Mike Mulligan and, was it Jessica?
Mm-hmm.
Just, oh, I love it. Anyway, you can tell I love, like, father-daughter relationships. They're just one of my favorites. I don't know why, but I love them. My other favorite family, I have two others, would be the Shepherds.
Because
I love Aubrey's character. I love her story arc. I love what they did with the Shepherds.
Ben is great.
And
Ben's a great dad.
So good. And Bethany is so entertaining. Some of her episodes are so good. And just so wacky. The last family would be the Washingtons. I love the Washingtons.
No Barkley love for you.
Well, I like the Barkleys. I don't know. I just like the Washingtons more, I think. Just... Again, their dynamic. I loved how Xavier came in, and like I would have loved to hear more from Antoine, even though we never did. Like, just to hear like his character and who he is and bring him in. I also would say, what's that family now? The new one. Like Trey's family.
The Calhouns.
Yeah, they're also up there
as well. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, what's your favorite family?
Okay.
So, you can have more than one answer, it's okay.
So, the Shepherds are pretty high up there, mm-hmm. but that wasn't my original answer, but you reminded me.
Yeah.
I love the final scene in... I love the scene in the chapel in Under the Influence, as
yeah.
well as the final scene.
Oh, like where Aubrey... becomes a Christian?
Well, that's the final scene, but also
yeah.
the scene in the chapel earlier.
Yeah, no, I, yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
And so, that's a good episode, and I just love Ben. I can never get it out of my head that he also plays Jellyfish.
I love it.
But anyway, but the family I was gonna say is the Meltzners.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were gonna say that.
Because I just love that they are legally a family now.
Yeah.
Even though the timing kind of sucks because Will Ryan is no longer with us.
Yeah.
So, I'm just like...
I know.
But I'm kind of glad they got to do that.
Yeah, no, that was really good. And even, like, that whole storyline, too, where, like, you realize Eugene's and Buck's storyline are very, very similar.
Yeah.
And they're very, like...
But also, Everett and Buck's storylines are so similar.
Yeah.
And that's why I want them to interact.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Because they can bond over being raised by a criminal.
That's true. Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, I would say the Meltzners...
And the Shepherds.
Yeah, but the Meltzners are one, the Shepherds are two.
Nice. I like it. So, Emily, what is your favorite relationship? And I would like to preface, this isn't just, like, romantic relationship. This is also, like, relationships between characters. So, what's your favorite?
So, I'm gonna say, I think it's a tie between Jack and Connie.
Oh, yes.
And Eugene and Whit.
Yeah.
I
actually was gonna say Jack and Connie, but I don't think I wrote it down. Yes, I definitely agree with that. That is a really good relationship.
I mean, Whit and Connie is great, too, and they have some great scenes, but I love Jack and Connie because Jack kind of fills the Whit role for a while, and he does it so well with Connie.
Yeah.
Like, there's the scene in A Touch of Healing where, like, he basically gets to step into the Whit role.
Yeah.
And it's acknowledged.
Yeah.
And they hug. And it's...
Oh,
and
he's so good.
And he's comforting her. And it's so, 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 so good. And
I think it's also a good, like, stepping point for, like... Because then you see them in the painting where he still has a bit of that role when... Especially when... Because Whit's back and that's...
Yeah. But he's not in that episode.
Yeah, but, like, you kind of still get to see Jack and Connie even though Whit's back, you know? So, like, she gets back her...
Or even Seeing Red.
Yeah.
Poor Jack in Seeing Red.
Oh, yeah. I feel like he's, like, the uncle. Like the really, really close uncle, you know?
Yeah.
To Connie.
Yeah. And I would say Eugene and Whit because Eugene was... Like, Whit was Eugene's mentor.
Yeah.
And father figure, let's be honest. And Eugene felt it the most, I would argue, when Whit left for the Middle East.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
And I love the scene in The Search for Whit where they reunite.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a great scene. Oh, so good.
I want your wallet.
So good. And but then, like you were saying before, like, Whit is a father figure to Eugene, but, like, even when, because I kept thinking about that scene in the top floor where Leonard and Whit are talking, and it's almost like Leonard acknowledges Whit, you know?
As Eugene's father figure.
Yeah. But then also that other scene where Eugene kind of has come to terms with, like, he had Leonard as a kid when he needed it, and then the
Burnett's.
Thank you. Like, as his growing up years, and then Whit in his adult years.
Yeah. Which, yeah. That's at the end of Dead End.
Yeah.
But, yeah, another great scene with Eugene and Whit is in, at the end of Solitary Refinement.
Yes, yes.
When they finally get to pray together.
Oh, so good.
So good. And him, and with being the voice of reason in The Right Choice.
Yep.
After Jason sends Eugene to go
Jason.
Ruin Katrina's wedding, which is not Katrina's wedding.
Please do not ruin other people's weddings.
That's all Jason's fault. That whole thing is all Jason's fault.
It is.
But, yeah.
Okay. So my favorite relationship, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think I have 7. Again, I am not good at following the rules with this. Okay, so my top favorite relationship is actually Whit and Connie. Especially in the earlier episodes where you kind of see that father-daughter relationship kind of start to blossom. Because I feel like you don't see it a lot now, and I think that's because Connie's really grown up, and I mean, she's not 16 anymore. Like she was for how many years?
But how old is she?
Who knows? Who really knows? Yeah, and I love, like, I mean, Waylaid in the Windy City is one of my favorite episodes with the two because, I don't know, it's just really good.
Do you like the whole damsel in distress angle? Is that it?
Well, like, partly, but then it's like, I don't know. I don't know, I just like episodes where you really get to see the father-daughter relationship very much.
The first one I think of when you say that is Plan B.
Yes.
Specifically parts 3 and 4.
Yeah. 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 The other favorite, another favorite relationship is Eugene and Connie, because I like their, because honestly, yes, in the beginning, I loved their, like, their bickering, and, like, they just, they were siblings, because, like you said, yes. Whit was also Eugene's father figure, as well as Connie's father figure, and of course, they will bicker. But then as the series kind of goes on, and as, like, you kind of get to hear more from them as both of them start to mature and kind of grow up and become adults, and then they end up having to, you know, like, be more of a mother, father, older sister type of relationship to Buck and Jules, then you kind of get to see their relationship as, like, they're both trying to figure out how to do this. And I feel like, especially the scene, well, not kind of in relation to, like, more the them relying on each other as siblings, in the scene Life Expectancy, where Eugene's, like, explaining to Connie how her mom has helped him with dealing with Katrina not being able to have kids, and, like, just that, like, oh, it's such a good scene. Another one, and I only put this in here because I knew how much you would hate it, is Jason and Connie, because, and I will say this now, I think they should be together. She does not, but whatever.
I'm the only one in the family who thinks they should be together.
Although I'm pretty sure Ashley doesn't think they should be together, but that's beside the point. I honestly think they'd be really good together. I won't go into that because that's a whole other episode. Okay, next one. To kind of go off of, like, how the Mulligans are my favorite family is Nick and Lisa. Like, just their first episode where, I think it's the one with the mountain lion.
That's it's called first. Just Say Yes.
I love how she knows these. no, but, like, just seeing their sibling relationship kind of blossom as well, and how they kind of go from, again, like, bickering to they're actually going to take care of each other. And, I mean, you don't really get to see those in the later episodes, but, no, I really like them. Wound and Penny, I've said this before, I think, and I will say it again. Wound and Penny. Wound, honestly, he is, like, this goofy, lovable character, but then some of those scenes when, like, when Penny goes back to her hometown and, like, she's dealing with her family, that scene at the end, I was like, Wound, what? What? So many different sides to you. Like, he has so many good, like, wisdom moments where you kind of go, is this the same character who would make a skyscraper out of ice cream? Like, what? Oh, I love it. And, like, how they really complement each other, and you're like, oh, Wooten's not gonna find somebody, and then you're like, wow, this is actually so perfect for him, because they're both crazy, but they both are, like, but that's, like, it's perfect. Like, it's crazy. Another one is Connie and Jules. Because I love that, like, sister relationship, and how, like, Connie's never really had a sibling, and then yeah. She all of a sudden gains a sibling. And, no, I just like how, because I think Jules says this at one point, and I don't remember which episode this is in, but when Jules is like, you're more of a mother, no, yeah, you're more of a mother than my
mother. My mother acts more like my sister, basically what she says.
Yeah, and, like, how Connie's kind of become that, like, older sister/mother figure, because Jules doesn't really have a good one.
I mean, anybody who's going to marry Bill Kendall, aside from June.
And then later, Coyote. Don't get me started on that character.
I shouldn't have said that because I love June Kendall. I thought she was a great character.
Yeah, no, totally. But, I know what you meant.
But even she will admit that she kind of messed up her life by marrying Bill.
Anyway. Also, my last relationship, because I just love it. Is Buck and Jules. Because I love those two together. How you're just kind of like, yes. No,
can't
yes.
Can't they just be friends, though?
Well, okay, no, but, like, even them as friends, though, like, they have a very similar storyline where, like, they don't really have a stable family or, you know, like, their father figure is absent, but then they come to Odyssey and it's like, oh. Because, like, they've had those moments where, like, Jules will talk to Buck about, like, kind of being in Odyssey, but, like, do you miss your old life or, you know, like, I don't know, like, just, they have a very similar background, and I feel like that's kind of what makes their relationship the best.
I love their friendship, I just don't think they should be a couple yet.
Yeah, not yet. I feel like just wait a little bit after high school, that's always my thing.
Yeah, we've taken that to heart around here, I think.
Stay tuned for our very first episode where we review Fishing for Gold July 2022 club episode.
Thank you so much for listening to this intro to the Northern Auditions podcast.
I'm Amy.
I'm Emily.
Keep listening.